reporting from Calgary, Canada, near the protest of the G8. I'm calling on Tuesday evening, June the 25th. It's a little bit after 11 o'clock. Reporting on the events here, mostly in the city of Calgary. The actual G8 summit is occurring in Kananaskis Village, which is in the mountains here, about 60 miles from Calgary. Very high security area that is nearly impossible to get into very easily. There's a 6.5 kilometer, which is about 4 mile area, that's almost completely impassable at this point. There are 5,000 Canadian military police out there, as well as 1,500 Royal Canadian Mounted Police. We are told they have 3 rocket launchers and some other ones hidden around as well, in case there are, and it's a no-fly zone. Much like the one in Iraq, but obviously for different political reasons at this point. So my report will be from Calgary, the streets here, where tonight is a night where activists are trying to get a good night's sleep, because tomorrow will be the day of action going on. To date, what's gone on here, June 21st to 25th in Calgary, at the University of Calgary, there was a conference called the G6B, sort of the answer to the G8, and that was the G6B stands for, the group of 6 billion. That's the other people in the world, and it's a counter-alternative conference to the G8. These alternative conferences are becoming sort of commonplace now at demonstrations across the world protesting the economic powers. So what's gone on here? Let's see, last Sunday the 23rd, was the first march here in Calgary. It drew about 3,000 people. It's the only sanctioned event to date here, as the local authorities have not been very cooperative in sanctioning any protests. There is a march tomorrow that's going to occur fairly early in the morning. It is not sanctioned, but it will occur in the streets of Calgary, and it's a very broad cross-section of folks involved, including the Calgary or the Alberta Federation of Labor and the Labor Council, and several labor groups that have been involved at, in demonstrations in the United States have not been involved in non-sanctioned events. So this should be quite an interesting thing. Local activists are hoping for up to 10,000 participants in that. That march will be followed by a dialogue that will address issues of AIDS in Africa, and also a portion that's a tribute to Carlo Giuliani, the protester that was killed last year at the G8 in Genoa. And then in the afternoon, there will be a people's picnic in a park that just yesterday finally got a permit from the city, after the city of Calgary said that they had no place for protesters to meet, and really had denied any access to them up until yesterday, when through much negotiations it finally occurred. So that's what's planned. There's a concert tomorrow night featuring Bruce Coburn, Chris Brown, Anthony, and others. Was to feature David Rovix, but David Rovix got turned away at the border on Sunday for having songs that advocated direct action. And so he's not going to be with us here in Calgary. So that's sort of a general wrap-up of what's going on tomorrow here and so on. I will try to check back in with Free Radio Santa Cruz as the demonstration ensues, and let you know how things are going. Okay, this is Roberto from Calgary, on the streets outside the G8 2002 for Freak Radio Santa Cruz.